Stacey and Jay Spoo.
Brandy's Full Moon, Post Malone, guy for that. East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. Stacey and Jay Spoo here with you until 6, and we figured, considering we outsourced the first hour to the kids, we would rile you up in the second hour of the show, because this is something that absolutely anybody who is gainfully employed, for which we are grateful. Yeah. Yes.
Shout out to the bosses above.
But anybody who is gainfully employed can relate to. I blame COVID.
So we've all been there, right? As Stacey was saying, it's 7:30 in the evening. Mm. You've had a long day. You had dinner and you're halfway through watching your favorite Netflix series, right? And then, bing! You get a WhatsApp message from your boss. Can you quickly do this? Quick favor. Can you please report on this? How did this go? And suddenly you're asking yourself, do I need to reply? Do I or can I ignore this? Or do I risk being that employee who's apparently deemed not a team player?
Alternatively, you have that feeling of quiet rage that builds up inside of you. Because you're thinking, how in this economy could someone have this much audacity?
Bro.
So the reality of it is that many employees feel pressurized to be available quite literally at all times. Concerned that if they are unavailable during particular times of the day, like for example when you should be sleeping or spending time with your family, you will be considered not a team player.
Yeah.
That if you do not respond to work-related comms outside of your working hours, that is how it's going to make you look. And that pressure can be particularly intense for senior employees and management, the nice ones at the corner offices sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They are often expected to work beyond regular working hours and remain available at all times. So kind of because they have to. Now, unfortunately, so must you. So all of that being said, although we acknowledge that there's a flip side to the coin, it is important to recognize that all industries are not made equal.
Yeah.
Right? So some people do understand boundaries, other people simply not. For instance, some professions like doctors, emergency services, journalists, IT support, being reachable outside of office hours is part of the job, right? Because terrible things don't necessarily happen between this time and that time. We're talking about the rest of us.
Yeah. The others.
Mm.
As an employee, where do you draw the line when it comes to after hours, work communication, hey, report on this at 7 o'clock, you're trying to have dinner? Where do you land on that? Call us on this number, 087-086-9495. Otherwise, you can send us a WhatsApp voice note to 061-792-9495.
On the line, we have Kim from Nkomaz. How are you?
Hey, boo. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, man. We're trying to draw the line here, ma'am.
We're trying.
Absolutely.
Help us, Kim. Help us. Where is your boundary on this?
Okay, guys. So I've been with the company here in KZN for a good few years. And my manager always has this very bad habit of always calling me after 5. Sometimes it's like 7 and I have a little kid. So when he has been calling me, you hear my kid going crazy, the stove is on, the television is on, and then he asks me questions about figures that I can't even remember. And so what I started doing for the last 3 months, guys, and this really worked, I started ignoring the calls, and then I would message him the next day during working hours at like 7 o'clock and say, hey, I missed your call, what's up? I've done this for 3 months, and you know what? He's now stopped calling me after 5.
Good
girl. So maybe we should try that. So it is my fault, though, because we set the wrong standard from the beginning.
Yeah.
But no, now it's my way.
Yeah,
so that
I like
works.
That for you.
Yeah,
like
you know,
that.
Kim, I think what you're saying there is actually very valid and very true. That's why I said I blame COVID for this.
Yeah.
Because it was a very weird time. People were up all night and sleeping all day, and everything was upside down and topsy-turvy. Yeah. We were scared. We were confused. And I think that it also gave people who only had a job to do at that time, like some kind of purpose.
Yes.
So if you're seen to be working all the time, it fuels your value, which is valid. Mm. But that isn't necessarily true for everyone. So love that your boss is up to stuff at 7 o'clock at night when he could be watching Wednesday on Netflix. But instead he was harassing our Kimmy. So Kimmy, I'm proud of you for putting
thank
that
you,
boundary
man.
In
Shout
place
out.
And keep honoring that boundary.
Shout
all right.
Out.
Oh, thanks, guys. Great show.
Thank you, my babes.
Man. I guess it's about setting that boundary. And in case one day maybe you've tried to set that boundary and your boss was like,
pardonnez-moi,
have you seen your contract? maybe it's time you go and read your contract, because if it says you should be working outside work hours, then that's a different case. But if it doesn't include that, you are safe and you're lucky and you can pull a, please respect my boundaries, boss. I'm spending time with my family.
You know what it is for me, though? That ping. It's the anxiety.
Yeah.
Because it calls to you like a siren song. You're like, what is it? What is it?
Well, Stacey, do you have a separate sound for like different people?
Every single one of my work contacts is on mute.
Oh.
Look around, everybody,
no sound,
on
just
mute.
All right, back to you, man. As an employee, KZN, where do you draw the line when it comes to after hours and work communication? Maybe you have a strategy. Maybe you've been there before. Maybe it's currently happening to you right now, and you
maybe
just want to have a say.
Maybe you're the problem, and you're taking work related phone calls at 9 o'clock at night. Yeah.
087-086-9495-0617-929-495 via voice note. And I understand, Stacey, that sometimes because it's someone who's holding like that position in your life, right? You're like, if I don't answer this phone call, maybe I'll get in trouble. And you actually believe that without actually thinking, no, you actually have the right to say no.
Also,
respect my damn boundaries.
It is possible that you don't have your phone.
Yeah.
And people was like, it's like, no, my phone was not with me.
Yeah, please believe that. Take that.
Yes.
All right, back to you as an employee. How do you draw the line when it comes to after hours work communication? On the line, we have Kim all the way from Umkumaz.
Ronel, how are you?
I'm running yourself.
Good, thanks. We're just about to make you someone else there.
What
the pseudonym is going on? You're like, I'm not her. Ronel, where do you?
How are you?
No. I'm okay because I don't take work calls. Okay. I'm like, if my phone doesn't recognize your number, then I don't recognize this conversation. So, Ronel, where do you land with this kind of stuff?
Okay, so I'm a teacher, and unfortunately, because of WhatsApp and us using that so much ever since lockdown. Once the parents get a hold of your personal cell phone number, they take that as an opportunity to contact you any time of the day or night. And it can be 11 o'clock to make certain of something or to ask you a favor. And so it gets quite hectic. But I draw my line at the moment that I leave the schoolyard, I do not reply to any messages after I get back 8 o'clock the next morning.
Good for you.
That's
yes,
smart.
Ms. Ronel.
Ronel, may I speak on behalf of the parents? Right.
Yes.
I know that I'm all about respecting the time of the teachers. I think, Stacey, to your point earlier, it's dependent on the gig that you do.
Yes.
Guys, some of the homework that you give our kids,
they don't understand. The parents don't understand it, Ronel. That's really what this boils down to.
It's due at 8 o'clock in the morning. Where and how must I find the time to figure this thing out without having to call you, girl?
Yo, you're making us go back to trigonometry days.
Yeah, oh no, that's a problem.
So
exactly.
I think it depends on the gig. And sometimes parents actually don't have a choice. I understand it from that, but you can't keep doing it all the time. I think you must respect people's time.
Yes, and also that Miss Ronel, who is your baby's teacher, is also a woman with a life and things to do. When must she buy her roast chicken? Yeah. When must she eat it?
When must she eat this?
Exactly. Ronel, I see you, and we appreciate you. Also, shout out to all the teachers. What you're
thank
doing is
you
amazing.
So much.
And apologies
thank
on behalf
you.
Of all the parents.
Yeah,
okay?
Sorry, we apologize.
Thanks,
sorry about
that. Thank
all right.
You.
Bye.
I don't think we should get like a legal like perspective on this, because I'm keen to know like contractually, like where does one stand, gahle?
Yes, and also because we obviously know nothing. So legal advice on the way momentarily. But first, what else you got to say?
Station J, you know, self-employed now, but when I did work for somebody, now I draw the line, hey, home time is home time. That's my time to kind of reset, if you want to call it that. Yeah, you just need your own space. I mean, otherwise you just can't function.
My husband works for Checkers. He's one of the managers. I don't know if he's filling them. He's always available, but good grief. He's always busy on the phone, sorting out problems after hours when we are at home. He's married. Your personal
life. Yeah, it's Mike here, everybody's favorite on tap. I often come home in the evening, and when 5 o'clock comes, I turn my phone off. Anything that's needed urgently, you know, the people close to me know where I live. But apart from that, it can wait till the morning.
Good afternoon, Stacey and Jace Boo. Guess who? The rule of thumb, after 5, it's late. I'm with family. I'm minding my own business. Could you please do the same? So I think everybody should be respecting that after 5, don't phone me. Don't text me, because I will ignore you.
Hi guys, I think an employee is well within their right not to accept calls outside of the business hours. And I think it's about just setting boundaries with the person that you report to. I straight out tell the manager, listen, I'm only going to be able to answer your call from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. If not, there can never be something that is so important that I'm going to take your call at 7 at night. No ways.
That last gentleman who was like, nothing is that important that I need to deal with it at 7 o'clock at night. It can wait
give
until 8 o'clock
space.
Tomorrow morning.
Please.
So also, you need to have your personal boundary and then you need to set it and you need to announce it. Just respect it.
Yeah, and in case your boss comes at you with some, hey, it's in the contract.
The law.
We have managed to get someone who is a legal expert to give us some advice on this situation that most of us, to be honest, go through.
In relation to the issue of where employees can draw the line on rejecting after-hours work communication with their employer or their boss, the general rule is that all employees have the right to disconnect from work-related communications after work. However, in South Africa, there is no legislation that deals with this very specific point as compared to other countries which have adopted legislation to state that employees are not obliged to work from home outside their working hours. In South Africa, hours of work are dealt with in terms of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, which provides that employees earning below the threshold may not be required or may not be permitted to work more than 45 hours in a week. But there may be instances for those employees that are senior employees in the workplace to communicate with their employer after hours. This would be in cases of emergencies that are so great that they cannot wait for the next day. However, if the emergency can wait for the next day, employees are encouraged to point out to their employers that such work or such matters will be dealt with on the next day. However, it must be pointed out that matters differ and each matter must be judged on its own facts.
That's legal expert Hope Mboweni of Shepston and Wiley telling you that each thing needs to be addressed individually. After I just said you and said, don't say anything. That's why you shouldn't listen to me.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I'm just trying to imagine that. Hi. Listen, like, I have a life. How does one position
It's an awkward conversation.
It is uncomfortable.
It needs to be had. And speaking of that conversation needing to be had, I would like to put it out there. Here at the Employer of Choice, we don't have issues like that.
We have no issues here.
We respect each other's boundaries.
And we set fire to the rain.
We love our jobs.
Woo!
Stacey and Chase Boo.
I'll be by your side.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.